Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Morning, 810 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's a Pensacola Morning News. Melanie Cormody is sitting in this morning for Lisa Newell, who is the publisher. Melanie is a great contributor to the Gulf Breeze News. Melanie, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News.
Well, thank you. It's nice to be here.
Great. I know you said we were talking off the air, and you said your voice doesn't sound, but you sound great, so I hope you feel better. I'm so sorry that you're not feeling. I know that it's crummy to feel crummy, and I'm sorry for that. Teen Kingpin strikes it gold. What does that mean?
Yeah, so Gulf Breeze High School junior named Brock Prindle. He's rolling in the accolades as an accomplished bowler. He's established himself as a local legend in the bowling community here. 2 weeks ago, Brock bowled an 805 series right there at Cordova Lanes, making this his first time, the first time a youth bowler bowled an 800 series at that bowling alley.
That is, pause for a second? Because that is, an 800 is amazing. And for people who don't know, like a perfect game is 300, so a perfect series is 900. To bowl an 800, you probably have to hit, what, like 28 strikes? I mean, 27, I mean, that's really impressive.
Yes. I anytime I get over 100, I'm very happy with myself. So I can't imagine. But he competes at the national level. In 2003, his first time competing in the junior gold was in July 2023 in Indianapolis. He competed with U15 boys of 700 bowlers and placed 282 out of those 700. So I think it's pretty impressive.
Yeah, no, that really, I mean, I'm still just stunned by that. Like an 800 series is mind-boggling to me. That's just amazing.
Yeah.
So
and he also plays football for the Gulf Breeze High School and baseball. So some people are just good at everything, you know?
Oh, yeah, let's see him host a radio show, though.
Yeah, that sounds very hard.
No, he's probably better at me than that, too. Better than me at that. This would be funny. Impact fees. Santa Rosa County is putting impact fees back on.
Yeah, they have the new board, county commissioners, had their meeting on Monday, and they voted to bring back impact fees. They have not been used since the county commissioners, a new building, since they were paused in 2009. So this is really important because Santa Rosa County, we are bursting at the seams. I think I heard a report that we're the eighth fastest growing county in the state right now, and our infrastructure just isn't keeping up with the new with this demand. So they're hoping that the impact fees are going to help pay for some of the infrastructure needs that we desperately have.
Yeah, as I keep saying, it's not a very high impact fee, which is the good and the bad, right? The good is it doesn't cost people a lot, $1,600 for a new home. The bad is it doesn't really fund a lot because it's only $1,600 for a new home. So, you know, it's a bit of a drop in the bucket, but that's good and bad news. Gulf Breeze High Drama Club, they're doing a show this weekend.
Yeah, the Gulf Breeze High School Drama Club. They are performing at the Pensacola State Ashmore Auditorium, and they're doing Wizard of Oz this weekend.
Outstanding. I've never heard of this. Is it a new play, Wizard of Oz?
It's a niche play. No one, you know, it's a new debut.
Any songs I would recognize, do you think? That's so funny.
I don't know. There's this one about Yellow Brick Roads.
Something about a road, something about a brain, you know, something.
You're going somewhere.
Yeah.
But no, they're, but I got to see some of the rehearsal last weekend, and they're just fantastic. They're working so hard. And what I'm kind of excited about is the lead role, Maddie Smith. She's using her real dog as Toto. His name is Banjo, and this is his theatrical debut. So,
oh, that's great!
Fun to watch.
Do you know what breed?
He looks like a teacup Yorkie.
Okay, so it's within the range. It's kind of not, you know, because what I was thinking is, well, that'd be cool, but what if her dog is like a golden lab or something? And I'm like trying to reconcile in my brain the Wizard of Oz where Toto's, you know, a completely different kind of dog, which would be entertaining. So anyway, little creative license.
Yeah.
Melanie Cormody, thank you so much for contributing to the paper and giving us a little slice of what's in it today. Man, the paper always has so much good stuff in it. The Gulf Breeze News comes out every Thursday. Melanie, I hope you feel better, and thanks for joining us. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much. Have a good day.
You bet. 8:14 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you are thinking about that next vehicle and trying to decide where to go, you know, I always talk about Frontier Motors serving the community, and you might think, well, that's just words. No, I'm pretty careful about my words. I mean, I mean them when I say them. And when it comes to Frontier, here's a couple of examples. If you are buying a car from them, you get a Carfax, okay? And a Carfax is pretty standard for a lot of, like, dealership-type places. But, you know, maybe not from Joe on Facebook. So, you know, if Joe on Facebook doesn't give you a Carfax, well, that's no big deal. Just go to Frontier or call them with the VIN and they'll provide one for you. No problem. Now, Carfax isn't everything for the repair and, you know, maintenance history of the car because it's what they report, but it's a good start. It gives you a good overall picture. I still recommend a good used vehicle inspection by a mechanic you trust when you're going to buy a used car. But you say, why would Frontier give you a Carfax to help you buy a car from, what'd I call him, Joe, Dave, Bobby? Anyway, on the corner, on Facebook, because they can. Because it might help you make a better decision. Even if you're just like asking for advice, like, hey, this is kind of what I'm thinking about buying. And, you know, what do you think is a fair price for that? What should I be looking for? And they can just be like your advisors. You say, why would they just advise? Because they can, because it's helpful. Because maybe that produces, a client the next time around. Or maybe it doesn't, but it's just goodwill. Or maybe, you know what, it's just a way to serve the community. Because that's kind of their philosophy. We're just going to be here for good, and we're going to help people. So when I say Frontier Motors has been serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years behind the big buffalo on Beverly Parkway, I mean that. 8:16 News Radio 92.3, John Pickens has traffic for us. John?
Still dealing with that accident that happened on Scenic Highway in North Point Parkway. It is causing backups on the southbound side as you approach I-10 on Scenic Highway. So just be aware of that. Let's see here. I-10 is looking better. Just seeing a few, I'd say about 2 to 3 minute delay if you're coming from Pine Forest all the way through Highway 29. And also, speaking of 29, both the northbound and southbound around Burgess are completely jammed up right now just due to congestion. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
At Pennair Credit Union, we know that road trips don't start by driving into the sunset. A day at the beach doesn't begin with packing the car. Even car shopping doesn't really start at the dealership. Your new car journey begins with an auto loan pre-approval from Pennair Credit Union. Because at Pennair, auto financing is easy. And when you get pre-approval before you shop, you'll be ready to hit the road when you find the perfect car. Get started at Pennair.org/car loan. Whether it's new, used, or refinanced, vehicle loans from Pennair Credit Union fit you perfectly. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender.
For almost two decades, Bella Magazine has been celebrating the women of the greater Pensacola community. The tradition continues as Bella Magazine brings print to radio every month on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Tune in today at 9 to hear latest health and wellness, philanthropy, stories on local businesses and women, fashion and beauty, home and garden, food and wine, travel stories, and more. That's the Bella Magazine Show, today at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
As a mom, comforting my family is what I do best. Vicks VapoStick provides soothing, non-medicated Vicks Vapors in an easy-to-apply stick. And it dries fast, so there's no mess. I use it to comfort myself and my family.
Thanks, Mom.
Vicks VapoStick. Soothing comfort for the whole family. And when you need more comfort for yourself, try Vicks VapoShower Max for steamy Vicks Vapors.
Use as directed. VapoStick for use ages 4 and up. VapoShower Max use for adults only.
When you listen to News Radio 92.3 on Saturdays, you get The Garden Line Encore at 9, At Home with Gary Sullivan at 10, Swan Capital at 1, Let's Go Pensacola at 4.
Do you feel your music is racist in any way?
No,
of course not. We say love your brother. We don't say it, really. But
we don't literally say it.
No, we don't say it.
We don't really literally mean it.
No, we don't believe it either.
But we're not racist.
He's probably the only plumber in town. Here's your Abriswell. I'm probably the only one in the world, the only plumber in the world who knows more about this.
You're one of a kind. There's no doubt about it. I'm sure we get a unanimous vote on that. Councilmember Brer,
okay,
yes,
I'm just going to say, you're going to be shocked, but I agree with you on the fluoride.
I think it should be taken out of the waterway. And I'm just going to say that it's not our body. I will be glad to speak. And I spoke about it when it was put in. And I am just going to say this. I'm an advocate of vitamin C, but I don't believe vitamin C should be in the water and that it not be monitored. And if you read the backside of a tube of toothpaste with fluoride, it says if a child swallows more than a pea-sized amount, then you should contact poison control.
All right, so that's Larry Downs Jr. speaking at the city council meeting, and then Jen Brayer, the city councilwoman, talking to him afterwards and agreeing with him that there's something we looked into. Remember, we talked a lot about this yesterday, and the anti-fluoride activists have been showing up city council, at the county commission meeting, at the ECUA meeting. There is a county commission meeting again today in Escambia County where they're going to talk about all kinds of things. The big takeaway highlights are going to be OLF 8, and also a small enough note is that they're going to undo the Jonathan Owens rule, the rule that prohibits employees of the county from running for county commission. That was put in place after Jonathan, who worked for Doug Underhill at the time, challenged Jeff Bergosh for his seat. And then they put in this rule that was supposed to ban you from any elected office. And then they made the Connor Mann exception to allow him to run for school board. And then eventually they put in this rule, which is, I said at the time, a terrible, dumb, and vindictive rule. And now Ashley Hoffberger is bringing a motion to get rid of that rule. Good for her. It should never have been there in the first place. But yeah, I'm sure you're going to see people showing up today talking about fluoride. They're going to go anywhere they can get attention. And, you know, I actually agree that we ought to be having this conversation and probably ought to be having a vote or a decision about it. 821 News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, President Trump says no American soldiers would be needed for the U.S. to take over the Gaza Strip. He posted on Truth Social. He said the takeover would see Palestinians resettle in safer communities with new modern homes. The president said those currently living in Gaza would have a chance to be happy and free. That from a Truth Social post. The fourth execution by nitrogen gas is set to be held tonight in Alabama. This comes after Demetrius Frazier's attorneys exhausted all avenues of appeal in a failed attempt to get the scheduled execution delayed. And lung cancer apparently is being diagnosed more often in people that have never smoked. A new study out this week from the Lancet Respiratory Medicine Journal looked at lung cancer cases from around the world in 2022 and found it was the fifth largest cause of cancer deaths among lifelong non-smokers.
Sorry, I had myself off. Very interesting, David. Thank you so much for the update. 822 on News Radio 92.3, President Trump, you heard at the prayer breakfast, he's got such a range of the way he's going to talk about things, right? From the prayer breakfast where it was very almost conciliatory in terms of recognizing that people disagree with him about things like the border, talking about, you know, the move that he made yesterday to ban transgender athletes competing in women's sports at any institution that's receiving federal funding. But a very, like, you and I, we disagree, but we can't all have our way. Somebody's got to make a decision, having an open or a closed border. I want the border closed, he says. And he doesn't mean have the border closed. He means have it closed to illegal immigration. I presume that's what he means. You know, I don't think there's anybody who's opposed to having a pretty good stream of legal immigration. But, you know, he did kind of say it that way. But also, you know, the thing, like, and then on the other hand, he can be so strident, you know, so obnoxiously, over the top, contemptuously strident. I also dabble in this flavor sometimes. I try not to, but I do make the mistake. So it does happen every once in a while. And then I usually feel guilty about it. So, oh well. But, you know, some of the stuff that he's been announcing recently, like the stuff about Gaza, you know, the more I think about it, the more think about how that conversation has played out. You know, we're going to put out all the Palestinians, we're going to raise it and rebuild it, and we're going to make it into the Riviera on the Mediterranean, and it's going to be fantastic and wonderful. That's so far from where the parameters of the conversation have been, right? Maybe a football analogy helped. You know, people have been, like, the line of scrimmage was the 10-yard line, and that's where everybody's fighting, is, you know, between the 5 and the 15. And all of a sudden, he's like, man, that ball should be at midfield. And then everyone's like, you're crazy. It's at the 11. It's at the 9. It's, you know, and they're fighting over that. And then you hear reports follow up that say things like, well, he didn't mean that the Palestinians should be displaced forever. Maybe they should only be displaced for a year or two or for 5 years. Well, so now people are actually arguing over whether it's the 49 of the one side or the 49 of the other side. Like, the conversation is in a completely different part of the field now. And he has a skill of doing that, of totally disrupting the where the discussion is being had in a way that sometimes is purely disruptive and sometimes is really productive. So I don't know what's going to come about. It might be nothing. But I think, again, my theory, just Andrew McKay's theory, is I think part of this was, I'll tell you what, we need more leverage with Jordan and Saudi Arabia, and we need more leverage with Egypt. How can I scare them real good in a way they're not expecting? Oh, here. And then they think about that possibility, because you got to think with Trump, anything's possible. And now they're worried, like, oh, my God, we're going to have to take in a million Gaza residents. And now they're scared about that. And then he might come in and say, okay, so you know this USAID that we've got paused? Well, I tell you what if you each take like 300,000 people? That'll get us halfway there, and we'll resume aid to your country. Like, all of a sudden, you've got negotiating power to accomplish a thing that was insane on its face. And I don't know if any of this is going to happen, but it's because he does things that are either just plain crazy or crazy like a fox crazy, and you never quite know which, is it makes you ask that question, like, where is this going? What could this be accomplishing? You know, the Panama Canal is another example of this. He says, you know, well, I don't know, maybe we should. You know, he doesn't want to rule out military use in the Panama Canal. Well, then I listen to this hearing about the Panama Canal and find out that he's got bases if he wants to. And now the Panamanians have, you know, reversed themselves on complying or participating with China in the Belt and Road Initiative. Their giant, you know, crappy construction for economic debt. Let's create leverage over these countries all over the world so that we can secure things like mineral rights and transportation rights. And the Panamanians said, yeah. That's done. And also, maybe we're going to give free transit now to, like, basically naval vessels for the U.S. And, I mean, like, it seems insane at the beginning, but then you see it play out and you think, well, maybe there's something to that. I don't know. 826 on News Radio 92.3, John Pickens has got traffic for us. John?
Got a new accident just popped up at North W Street and Truman Avenue. They're saying it's off to the side of the road, and I'm not seeing any delays associated with that one. Also, if you're traveling southbound on Scenic Highway, approaching the I-10 overpass right there at North Point Parkway, they have moved that wreck over to the side of the road. No delays there, but I just wanted you to be aware of it. Other than that, I-10, I-110 are flowing smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. Let's see. What else do we have going on that I wanted to make? Oh, we have the District 3 race, the Joel Rudman seat that he has vacated. And you now have, what is it? It's, I think, 9 Republicans. Maybe it's 8 Republicans and a Democrat have qualified. 2 did not qualify. So Nathan Boyles, Hayden Hudson, Rena McQuaig, Wade Merritt, Sean Owens, Joshua Sik, or Sik, I don't know which, it's S-I-K, Cindy Smith, Jamie Wells are all the Republicans, and then Dondre Wise. So that means we're going to have a general election because there's a Republican, or, sorry, a Democrat, and we're going to have to pick between 8 Republicans again. Come on. Ranked choice voting. Ranked choice voting. Because you may not even know who half of these people are, and you have an opinion about the other four, so you want to put them in order, and then somebody's going to have to get a majority. I know. It's illegal in the state of Florida. I'm yelling into the wind. It happens sometimes. But 8 people for a special election for House 3, which is probably, I mean, the turnout's going to be, I mean, it's only the northern three quarters of Santa Rosa County and a slice of Okaloosa County, right? So your eligible voter base is maybe a fifth of what it was for the congressional district, rough math. And of course, out of those, you're going to get, what, 10% turnout? I mean, it's just, so we're going to have, and in this case, there is no prohibitive favorite. I mean, I only know Nathan Boyles because, you know, he's a commissioner and I know him from other matters and, you know, owning, what's the waste company that he runs? And all of a sudden, I can't think of it. Not Waste Pro, but the other one. And anyway, because obviously Waste Pro is a massive company. But who knows? It could be anybody's race. I mean, a few mailers here, a few thousand robocalls there, and, you know, who knows what's going to happen. Oh, John, are you still getting mailers from the congressional race?
No.
I think we're not getting them anymore, but we were getting still Gene Vannantillo and Jimmy Patronis mailers for days after the election. I don't know whether it was the snow apocalypse or whether it was in Gulf of Mexico.
America.
So, I don't know. Oh, I have a weird, just a wing nutty kind of idea that I saw online that I actually agree with. So, you know, the Pro Bowl. Where we had VT10, I think, or the Wildcats were the ones from NAS Pensacola, flew over, which is kind of cool. But aside from that, the Pro Bowl is the worst football of the year, and it's not worth watching, right, in any form. You know what they should do? Somebody suggest this. I thought it was a really interesting idea. Bronze medal match. Bills and don't call them the Redskins. Bills and the Commanders.
Right.
It's a game, it's a game you would want to watch.
Right.
It's a game they could make money on. It would be for bragging rights for third place, and it would give you something to do in the interim between the Super Bowl. I see no downside to this.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. President Trump speaks at the National Prayer Breakfast in Washington this morning, first addressing members of Congress at the Capitol.
From the earliest days of our republic, faith in God has always been the ultimate source of the strength that beats in the hearts of our nation. We have to bring religion back.
The tradition started with President Eisenhower in 1953. Elon Musk's Doge cost-cutting teams given access to centers for Medicare and
same goal, which is to solve for illegal immigration. We'll get there. It's just a matter of when.
Perez from an appearance on Good Morning Orlando this week. He said lawmakers had to call their own special session because they didn't want to deal with the condo crisis or ballot initiatives, which were part of the special session called for by the governor. He said, though, all of those issues will be addressed in the upcoming regular legislative session in March. Well, Pensacola's new red light cameras are now active, and if you run one of them, you'd get a $158 fine. Mayor D.C. Reeves says the only goal with the red light camera program is safety and stopping people from blowing through those red lights.
We had 35 people a day on average in January. While we advertised that we were doing this, we marketed that we were doing this, we've made it everybody as aware as possible, yet we still had 35 people a day blowing through that. At that one intersection at 9th and Bayou.
And Reeves says he's trying to fight the misperception that the city's after money and sending tickets to people that were an inch over the line. He said the majority of those tickets were people with a blatant disregard for the law, and he said several tickets that the cameras registered were actually rejected by the city during the 30-day trial run of those cameras last month. Well, Florida residents may possibly see lower insurance rates this year. The governor was at Florida International University yesterday where he announced rate cuts for several counties in South Florida and a statewide rate cut of 5.6% for Citizens property insurance customers. The governor says the state has passed several landmark laws that are helping to lower insurance premiums around the state, several laws on tort reform and two laws on consumer protection. The governor said reforms have slashed insurance rate increases across the state as well, and even car insurance premiums are starting to fall. Florida Senator Rick Scott says it's time to clean house at the Federal Reserve. Scott called for change yesterday in a column on FoxNews.com. He said the Fed has been grossly mismanaged, and he believes new, strong leadership is needed. Scott blames Chair Jerome Powell for failing to keep prices stable and not fixing the jobs market, which he says is bleeding full-time jobs. He thinks the Fed needs to course correct to help American families. Well, the man's accused of sending threatening messages to the brother of a Parkland school shooting victim. Brian Sejus allegedly sent an online message to Meadow Polak's brother, Hunter. Meadow was killed in 2018 at the shooting at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High. Sejus was in court yesterday where Hunter Pollack told the judge he doesn't know Sejus and the messages were very concerning. Sejus is charged with stalking and written intimidation. The judge ordered him to be held on $1 million bond. It's 8:35 at News Radio 92.3. John Pickens has our traffic on the fives.
That's right. Still dealing with the accident that happened at North W Street and Truman Avenue. Seeing wrap-up stages of that one. Also one that just happened on the Gulfbreeze Parkway and Soundside Drive. They're saying it's a vehicle crash with roadblock. So just be aware of that if you're traveling on 98 there. Other than that, I-10, I-110 are looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, John. Now our Channel 3 forecast.
This is meteorologist Brooke Richardson with your first morning weather update. We are going to be looking at a chance of some dense fog through those morning hours. Dense fog advisory is in place. High today near 73 degrees with partly cloudy skies. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 62. Fog possible again as we go into Friday morning. Temperatures warming up near 75 degrees in the afternoon on Friday. Partly cloudy skies. Friday night, temperatures dropping near 62. On Saturday, looking at mostly sunny skies with a high near 73 and a low near 62 degrees. Stay connected to Channel 3 News First Warning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson for the First Warning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. Right now, we've got partly cloudy skies. It is 69 degrees in Pensacola, 68 in Gulf Breeze, 69 in Milton. And your money now. Markets are up this morning. The Dow's up 38 points at 44,911. S&P's up 12 points at 6,073. The NASDAQ's up 15 points at 19,706. 10-year bond rate up slightly, 4.442%. Gold price is down $9.80 at $28.83.20. Silver price is down 40 cents at $32.57. Taking a look at our crypto market, Bitcoin is up 1,200 today at 98,709. Ethereum's up. Solana's down. Dogecoin unchanged, sitting at 26 cents. XRP down 1 cent as well. Elon Musk's plan to make the government more efficient really isn't sitting well with some Democrats who have complained this week that he's not an elected official. Congressman Michael Cloud says it shouldn't be a surprise to anybody.
The talking is like this Doge idea was some secret thing that just popped up on the radar, when in the actuality is it's something that President Trump said he was going to do.
The Texas Republican says the only surprise is we have a president who actually followed through. The U.S. Postal Service says they will start accepting packages from China again. That announcement was made yesterday. It's a reversal of a move made to pause the reception of mail from China and Hong Kong. The USPS announced the pause in response to tariffs on Chinese goods. And Grubhub says it's had another data breach. Some customer contact info may have been compromised. The food delivery platform said this week that somebody broke in through a third-party service provider and gained access to details about campus diners, merchants, and drivers who've dealt with customer care service. It's 8:38. Your next news at 9, and breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
Guys, ever had a bad experience in the bedroom that totally threw you off? It messes with your head, your confidence, and suddenly it's all you can think about. Next thing you know, you're avoiding trying altogether because the fear of failure is just too much. That's where Wave Men's Health comes in. Their providers have been helping men overcome ED and providing hope even when the pills and other treatments have failed. Their proven personalized treatments have some of the highest success rates out there. No awkwardness, no judgment, just real results that bring back your confidence and that connection. It's important to get your ED treated quickly so that it doesn't get harder to treat down the road. Wave Men's Health has treatments that online pharmacies only dream about. Tonight is your night for intimacy and connection. Call Wave Men's Health today at 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Your consultation is discreet and could be the start of something incredible. 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. And let's make tonight unforgettable. Wave Men's Health, making it happen.
When you have a good thing going, having two good things going is twice as nice. Bobby Likas Auto Service has been helping Pensacola service and repair their vehicles for years. Now Bobby Likas Auto Service has a second location at 8969 Pensacola Boulevard, right across from the Super Walmart. Same great service and reliable work. No matter if you're driving a truck, a luxury vehicle, or your family sedan, take it to the place thousands have done for years. Take it to Bobby Likas Auto Service, still on Davis Highway and now also on Pensacola Boulevard.
Daniel will not stop crying. I've changed him, fed him, walked him around, and he's still crying. Now I'm panicking. What should I do?
It's okay. We're glad you called. We learned during the Period of Purple crying program that babies tend to cry a lot in the first few months of life.
If nothing is working and you need a break, put the baby in a safe place and take a few minutes to walk away and calm down.
During the Period of Purple crying, it is crucial to stay calm and never shake a baby. To learn more, visit PreventChildAbuseFL.org.
This message is sponsored by the Ounce of Prevention Fund of Florida, the State of Florida, Department of Health, and the Florida Association of Broadcasters.
Ready for intelligent and thought-provoking conversation? Tune in to The Guy Benson Show on News Radio Pensacola. Weekdays from 2 till 4 p.m. on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. Guy Benson, the brilliant and charismatic host, brings you a fresh perspective on the biggest stories of the day. Guy keeps you engaged and informed. Don't miss out on the intellectual thrill ride. Tune in to The Guy Benson Show on News Radio Pensacola from 2 till 4 p.m. It's the show that'll challenge your thinking and leave you wanting more. On News Radio Pensacola.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot.
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
And this suggestion for today comes from my boss, Kevin, because every time I talk to him about OLF-8, the outlying landing field that is, you know, now property of the Escambia County and just sitting there, can't even ride your horses because of the fence and shoot off your rockets and take your ATVs, which I think we ought to be able to do because it's
fly
public property.
RC planes.
That's right. That's right. Now, right across the street, they got the RC plane thing at Nature Trail. But still, why not right there?
Yeah.
Yeah, why not right there? Anyway, and they're going to talk about it this morning, the Escambia County Commission meeting. They're going to have a committee of the whole, which is good. It's good to have those back again. And we'll see what gets discussed. But that's not the point. That sounds like news. This is not about the news. This is an opportunity for you to name something. A second day in a row, we have a naming question. Okay? Don't get used to it. We'll be back to food argument soon enough. So whenever I say OLF-8 to my boss, he always says, every time you say that, it reminds me of Olaf from Frozen. And I think we need to come up with an easier way to refer to it. And at the very least, maybe Olaf needs to be the mascot. So if there were a mascot for OLF-8, what would the mascot be? 437-1620, 437-1620. We're not going to make Olaf a snowman. Olaf's a snowman, right? Isn't he?
Yeah, I believe so.
Okay, in the movie, I had boys, so I didn't have to watch that too many times. Those of you who had girls, my heart goes out to you. But okay, so Olaf the Blank as the mascot for the property that's going to maybe eventually get developed into homes and businesses and a park and a school and maybe a firehouse and maybe jobs. We'll see. We already had 437-1620. We already had. Kind of funny suggestions here. Somebody says not Olaf, but Oscar the Grouch would be. Well, now you have copyright issues. But that would be an interesting one. So feel free not to play the game within the Olaf confines. If you have something else that you want to suggest, it's just because OLF and Olaf, there's obviously sort of an easy connection there. John, do you have a my suggestion is Olaf the Alligator. Because there's something really counterintuitive about an alligator with a Scandinavian name.
Right.
First of all, that seems wrong. Also because, you know, we are the place of, I mean, not it's there are some around here, but there are not a lot of them around here, obviously, but there are some. So it's a Florida thing. So Olaf the Friendly Alligator can welcome you to OLF-8. John, you have
You think way too much.
I do.
Just a flamingo.
Olaf the Flamingo?
Yeah.
All right. That's a little South Florida-ish, but that's okay. You know, we can have, you know, immigrants up here.
That's right.
Legal immigrants up here. Go on. Meg, you have an idea?
Well, if you're going to go with gators, then I feel like I have to counterpoint Olaf the Bulldog.
Well, that's the wrong state.
But it's the wrong state. So let's see.
What about the Georgia fan.
Yes, exactly. Right. What about Olaf the Pelican? If we're going to go with flamingos, I like
Olaf the Pelican.
I felt that was overused. That's why I didn't say it. Because of downtown.
You say now, sure.
No. That's why I went with my second choice.
Olaf the Super Hornet? Seems a little on the nose. And plus, I don't know that I want to call any of those planes Olaf. So, yeah, Olaf the Pelican. I do like it, but I do feel where John's... Like, they kind of want to be a separate brand from downtown.
Okay, so there's... You
know, which could, by the way, if we come up with a good mascot, then the mascot could become the statuettes that they sell in Beulah to raise money and that they use artfully to adorn whatever becomes of Olaf's territory.
Yeah, so, I don't think you want a bunch of statues of gators around particularly.
I don't know. It could be happy gators with the big toothy grin. You don't think so? 4-3. Olaf the manatee seems a little bit out of place. But Somebody texted Olaf the ground hog or the gopher tortoise, because if we found that, or the I guess it's ground tortoise, if we found that there, it would make a development impossible and irrelevant after everything else.
Wow.
Yeah.
The empty field. So I'll say this. If we don't have actual ground broken and a deal done in, say, I don't know, let me be super pessimistic, 2 years, it will have to be Olaf the gopher tortoise, because, or the Olaf the beach mouse, because it would be the symbol of there's nothing there. It's the tech park all over again. All right, 437-1620. Meg, you were going to say, let me get to text in here just a second. Somebody says, I'm so tired of hearing about this story. I don't care. I understand. Somebody says, Olaf the Escambia symbol they use on the trucks. Okay. like the county seal kind of symbol. I think that's what you meant. Olaf the tiny turtle. Big concept, slow progress. Okay, all right. Olaf, I like the explanation, by the way.
I like that one.
Give
that's
me an
good
explanation. Olaf the billy goat. Nah. Olaf the undecided. A possum with a confused expression. I feel like that's more about maybe the commissioners than about the field. But I don't want to go too much into here. Olaf the octopus. Oh, all right. Because everybody's got their hands in the pie. Olaf.
Oh.
Oh, see. I see where you're going with this. Oh, another person for Olaf the octopus. Okay. I don't know. That's my bad sound for the suction cups.
I didn't know what was going on over there.
It's the suction cups, but it was a terrible sound effect.
You made me turn my head because I was like, what is he doing?
Oh, this is brutal. This is unfairly mean. Olaf, the bronze statue of David Morgan. Oh, come on. God. Let it go.
Let it go.
John Pickens has got traffic on the fives.
That's right. Still dealing with the accident on 98 and Soundside Drive. Roadway is clear, but we're still seeing some delays in that area. I-10, I-110 are flowing very smoothly. Even Highway 90 coming from Pace into Pensacola looks good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. The silly, ridiculous, absurd question of the day is, since OLF-8 is being developed, we hope, they're going to talk about it today. My boss always says OLF sounds like Olaf. We ought to have a mascot. So let's talk about who should the mascot be for the OLF-8 property. We've got all kinds of answers coming in here. Somebody says the sloth. That's a really appropriate mascot.
I was wondering what kind of medication you were on, because
I want what he's having.
Yeah, exactly. Or
if a sloth represents, let's just call it, the pace of play so far. Well, I would say it this way. I'm going to regret this. At least a sloth does make some motion. So, I don't know. Feeling that way. Somebody says we ought to make Alf. Oh, Alf for OLF. Alf. I mean, it's an A, not an O. It's kind of close, but not quite. The background tortoise is called a gopher. I'm not sure what that means. Olaf the seahorse. Oh, that's kind of cute. I like that. Olaf the Burgo Bungle. What is that? Do you know what that means? Anybody know what that means? I don't know. Olaf the mascot should be a huge stack of Escambia County taxpayers' money stagnated, molding, steaming, rotting away to zero. Tell us what you really think. Olaf the armadillo. Olaf the hut. It's huge. It just sits there and will likely lead to extortion of community funds, and it takes Princess Leia captive.
Wow, people really got up on the wrong side of the bed this morning.
Listen,
my goodness.
Our listeners are educated, and they are angry about this nothing so far, and they're not off target. I mean, this is great. I love that you guys are sending in some of these things. They're so hilarious. Olaf ate the jellyfish. Somebody says, oh, Andrew, don't make that sound again.
Right.
Fair. Okay, all right, never again. You got it. Olaf the Gray because of, like Gandalf the Gray. Olaf the Gray because of the Gray Commissioner Cloud hanging over it. Sid the Sloth. Snailmageddon. Oh, we're going all over the place here. I love it. All right, you guys are the best. Another vote for Sloth. Or, this Olaf the Roadkill. Oh, man, whoa. Dark suggestions.
Wow.
Dark. Nobody's like Olaf the gerbil, you know, Olaf the eagle soaring to new heights of success.
But these are the same people that voted for Snowmageddon and Snowpocalypse.
8:50 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Speaking of development possibilities, Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty, not to associate with anything we've just been discussing. No, she and her folks are great. And one of the things I always think about whenever I talk about her is, I mean, I've been friends with her a long time. I've known her a long time, her family. But as I think about going way back in time, like when my wife and I were first buying our house, our first house, and I think, you know, when you buy your first house, you don't know whether your realtor's good or not because you've only got the one. And I will say she was, not Christina. This is a long time ago in a state far away. Not the top. Not the top. Not the worst. But, you know, had we known. Anyway, so I think how much better that could have gone, how much easier, smoother that could have gone if I'd have had somebody with Christina Leavenworth's skill or her folks' skill, because she does such a great job training them, teaching them, raising them up in the same kind of way she does it. Sold 165 homes last year, 175 homes a year before that, you know, again and again and again, selling homes and knowing how to help you, especially if you're a first-time buyer or a first-time seller, you know, get through that process, answer your questions, give you perspective, and just make sure that the deal gets done. 723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty.
Whether you want to start your education or advance your career, Pensacola State College is the place for you. Join the 92% of PSC students who graduate loan-free and select from over 100 programs, ranging from career certificates to baccalaureate degrees. In addition, Pensacola State has over 300 scholarships to choose from, including cybersecurity. Register today for spring semester. Go to PensacolaState.edu. That's PensacolaState.edu to learn more.
The cooler weather in Pensacola is a great time of the year for gardening. Whether it's planting roses, planting shrubs and trees in cool weather color, and of course, planning for spring. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got gardening questions, we've got answers on the News Radio Garden Line every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesdays, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9.
Sponsored by Pensacola Hardware.
Get the midday news live with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins, 11 to 2, before Guy Benson on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
All right, Clanton. You called down the thunder. Well, now you got it.
Meg, you didn't say the funniest comment, because you said you were working on the mascot for OLF 8, and you came up with OLF or Olaf backwards is what?
F-A-L-O.
Fallow?
Fallow.
Like the fallow ground that's out there right
well,
now.
I wasn't going to say it.
It could be.
I didn't want to be rude.
Olaf the fallow fellow. I mean, it wouldn't take off, but it sure would make a point. Anyway.
Oh.
All right. So there we go. All right. President Trump is, I mean, just so much. And I keep talking about this, how it's just this is everywhere and nobody knows how to defend against it. It's like you're playing basketball against a team that's fielding 100 players. You know, where do you start? This was the least surprising thing I have ever heard President Trump say, and other people are probably horrified by it. I understand, but here goes.
On the Education Department, why nominate Linda McMahon to be the Education Department Secretary if you're going to get rid of the Education Department?
Because I told Linda, I hope you do a great job and put yourself out of a job. I want her to put herself out of a job. Education Department.
So 100% unsurprising. Because he has said he wants to get rid of the Education Department. The executive order is coming, according to reports. And now he can't do it on his own. Congress has to be involved in this, because even though Jimmy Carter made the Department of Education, the president can't unmake it. I mean, it had to be made through legislation. It was made under Carter's presidency. Republicans have been promising to do this for forever. Get out of the business. And you say, well, how can we have education without the Department of Education? Well, we did it until he made it. You know, we did okay for a long time. In fact, you might argue, versus the last 40 or 45 years, we did better. But yeah, this is no surprise. What did I say when he nominated Linda McMahon originally? I said, well, why would he pick her unless he's trying to turn out the lights? She's being hired to shut the program down. And he said as much. The goal is to put her in to take the thing out.
So we're ranked number 40 out of 40 schools, right? We're ranked number one in cost per pupil. So we spend more per pupil than any other country in the world. And we're ranked at the bottom of the list. We're ranked very badly. And what I want to do is let the states run schools. I believe strongly in school choice. But in addition to that, I want the states to run schools. And I want Linda to put herself out of a job.
So this is one of those opportunities I have to kind of talk to people who disagree with him, talk to people who are probably on the other side of this issue from me. I do get where you're coming from. You're scared. They're scared. They're scared about all the stuff that Trump is doing, and they're extra scared that he's destroying American education. He's going to ruin us for a generation. He's going to make the problems schools are having even worse. I understand that fear. Change is scary. And, you know, to be fair, it's always possible. It's possible that getting rid of the current system actually makes things worse. You won't know until you do it. It's, you know, you're in a marriage. It's not a good marriage. You want to leave. But there are worse marriages, and there are better marriages. And we're going through a divorce of sorts. You know, it's traumatic. It's upsetting. It's frustrating to people because they don't know what's coming. Some people believe that the future is bright. Some people believe the future is dreary. But I mean, I get it. It's scary. And change itself can be scary. And by the way, as conservatives, we don't generally believe in big, fast, radical change because, you know, upsetting the cart is its own kind of problem, like economically. If you keep tinkering with the rules about the marketplace, you actually discourage the marketplace from working properly. So you don't want to make too many changes too much all the time. And we are in the process of, you know, laying waste scale changes, you know, flamethrower kind of approach. And I'll talk about that in just a second. But first, get John Pickens in here with traffic on the fives. John?
That's right. I-10, I-110 are looking good. The only delays I'm seeing right now, if you're on the Garson Point Bridge headed southbound, we're seeing some delays there, just congestion, but a 5 to 10 minute delay going southbound again. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. The president yesterday announced that there'd be no more federal funding to schools, colleges, or other that have transgender boy athletes pretending to be women or born as men, identifying as whatever. No more of that in women's sports. The NCAA has already said they're going to adapt their rules to this because of the funding, right? The federal government's involved in funding. Also, if you get rid under Title IX, if you get rid of Federal Department of Education and you get them out of the business, they won't have the lever to stop that, by the way, anymore. So he's kind of working himself out of the leverage, I think, if I'm thinking about this the right way. But take all of these things. Take the, you know, getting rid of transgenders in sports. Take the, you know, ending of birthright citizenship. Take the, you know, getting rid of the Department of Education. Take the tariffs, like kind of all of this stuff, okay? The Panama Canal, all of this. I'm on board with the goal, probably 90% of what Trump's doing. The end state of what he wants to accomplish, I'm on board. But means matter. And one of the things that I don't hear anybody talking about on the right is the importance of doing the right thing the right way. And if we believe in the rules, if we believe in there being rules, if we believe in the Constitution, then a lot of this stuff is actually pretty scary. And the way to understand the seriousness of this is, what would you think if President Newsom in 4 years comes in and imposes tariffs and requires the integration of the genders in sports as opposed to going the other way, or Pickett says outrageous things, does outrageous that you agree with, left agenda kinds of things, but exceeds or doesn't even care about constitutional authority in the pursuit, would you be on board with that? And the answer is no, not just because it's the wrong aim, but because it's the wrong means. And we have to be able to preserve the means as well. We have to believe in, for example, you know, court challenges are important, appropriate, but the president shouldn't be always finding out what he can't do by having to be taken to court after he's done it. The president also is a caretaker for the Constitution.